这个机会把诸位朋友邀请到聚会里面来。
I'm very delighted to invite friends, to the meeting tonight.
刚才我们的弟兄问到这个大家这个信主的这个年日啊。
My brother had just asked, how many years you've been saved?
啊，在我的一生里面。
Throughout my lifetime.
这个1959年1月15号啊，是一个可纪念的日子。
And January 15th, 1959 is a memorable day.
那天呢，因为是我受浸的日子。
Because that was the day that when I was baptized.
其实在这个之前呢，可能我就已经信主了。
And prior to that, perhaps I have been saved already.
我不太记得这个日子。
But I don't quite remember the exact date.
今天呢是9月30号。
And today is September the 30th.
我要问一下啊，在座哈、啊、还没信主的人啊，还没接受耶稣基督做你救主的人，举下手看看。
And those who never received Jesus as Savior, would you please raise your hand?
哦，不少人啊。
Quite a few of you.
好，谢谢你们。
Thank you.、
希望这个2006年9月30号是你一生可纪念的日子。
And hopefully today, September 30th, year 2006, become a day that's memorable in your life.
我们要把我们啊从主所领受的这个信仰呢，就这个福音呢，今天晚上要传给你们。
And this morning, and tonight, I'd like to share with you the gospel that we receive from Jesus.
我可以告诉你们呢，我相信耶稣基督也是别人传给我的啊。
And it was through other people's preaching that I became a Christian.
所以今天呢，我们要把这个福音呢传给大家。
Therefore, today I am telling you this gospel.
那这一次呢，我们定了一个题目和大家一同来讲。
And we have a topic today.
那么这个题目呢，就是说呢，你在寻找什么
？It is what are you searching for？
我想开头的时候哈、啊，我要把我这个题目的来源呢，告诉大家一下。
Perhaps I should tell you where this particular topic came from。
为什么我要跟大家来谈这个题目
？Why is it I like to share with you this particular topic？
好不好？我从因为这个题目从圣经里出来的啊。
And because this particular topic came from the scriptures。
所以我们一同啊来读几处的圣经。
So let's turn to some passages together。
那我请我们的教会服侍的弟兄们把那个圣经节会打在墙上，你不需要翻圣经就可以看。
You do not need to turn to the Bible because you will see the verses printed on the overhead projector.
在约翰福音第一章。
It is Gospel according to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章第二十九节。
John chapter 1 verse 29.
这里说，次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”除去世人罪孽。
The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
35节到38节。
Verses 35 through 39.
再次约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说，看哪，这是神的羔羊。两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来看见他们跟着，就问他们说，你们要什么？
The next day John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, Look, the Lamb of God. When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, What do you want?
这里主耶稣问那两个人说：“你们要什么？”
So Jesus was asking those two disciples, "What do you want?"
这个呢，在圣经有的翻译本可以翻作说：“你们在寻找什么？”
And in some translation translated to say, "What are you searching for, or what are you looking for?"
那么，到底你要的找你找什么
？What is it that you are looking for?
好，我们再看第三章啊，第三章第一节到第五节，这里一个故事。
Gospel according to John chapter 3,
第一节到第五节
verses 1 through 5.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣说，拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在，无人能行。耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him. In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. How can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked. Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit.
第九节到第十五节。
Verses 9 through 15.
尼哥底母问他说，怎能有这事呢？耶稣回答说，你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？我实实在在地告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信，若说天上的事，如何能信呢？除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
How can this be? Nicodemus asked. You are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and do you not understand these things? I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
刚才我们读到约翰福音第一章那里。
We read in John chapter 1.
那里讲到有一个人名字叫约翰。
It speaks of a person whose name is John.
这个约翰呢，圣经里面告诉我们说，他本来是主耶稣的一个先锋。
And it tells us that John was a pioneer for Jesus.
当时呢，有一些人也跟着他。
And he had some followers.
但是那天哈，当他看见耶稣的时候啊。
But that day when John saw Jesus.
他忽然喊出一句很奇妙的话。
He shouted out something very wonderful.
他说，看哪，神的羔羊。
He says, behold the Lamb of God.
第二天又喊了一次，看哪，神的羔羊。
And on the second day he shouted again, behold the Lamb of God.
结果他的门徒中间就有两个人就跟从主耶稣去了。
And then two of his disciples followed Jesus.
我想今天呢，对于我们来讲啊，对于犹太人之外的人来讲，说看那神的羔羊，这个我们不太明白它什么意思。
And to us Gentiles who is not a Jew, perhaps we do not quite comprehend what it means to say, "Behold the Lamb of God."
但是对于犹太人来讲的话呢
？But to a Jew,
他们心里明白是什么事。
They completely understood it.
因为约翰说，看那神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
Because when John says, "Behold the Lamb of God who take away the sin of this world,"
因为犹太人在他们的古代，他们对敬拜神的事情上面。他们有献羔羊的这件事情。
Because in those ancient times, Jews would offer up lambs as a sacrifice to God.
当他们生活中发现任何的难处、犯罪、错处的时候，他们就去献羔羊。
Whenever they have wrongdoing or they sinned in their lives, they would offer up a lamb.
他们借着献羔羊解决他们生命中所有一切的难处。
And by sacrificing this lamb, it is solving the problem of their sin.
在这里忽然呢，有个人喊说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
Yet here's a person proclaiming that there is a person who's a lamb of God.
他能够解决人所有。也可以说解决人最大的难处。
That he can take away the greatest trouble of man.
所以这有两个门徒就开始跟从主。
And therefore two of John's disciples followed Jesus.
那么主耶稣看他们两个跟着。
And then when Jesus saw them following him.
然后主就问他们说，你们要什么？
And Jesus asked them, what do you want?
就你们在寻找什么？
What are you looking for?
亲爱的朋友们。
And dear friends.
主耶稣的这一句问话。
That this particular question of Jesus
可以说说到我们人生中间呢，可以很说到一个很重要的问题。
It actually is a very crucially important question in our lives.
特别在我们的生活中一个很重要的问题。
Especially a crucial question in our daily lives.
如果你仔细想一想的话呢
，If you think carefully,
你就发现哈，我们今天人是活在这个寻找中。
You realize that you're living a life of searching.
人的一生呢，可以说从出生一直到死都在寻找。
That throughout your lifetime, from your birth to the time you die, you continue to search.
你想想看，是不是这样呢？
Isn't that true?
啊，孩子们小的时候。
That when your children are young.
他就在寻找。
And they're searching.
他要找什么呢？
You know what they're looking for? They're looking for their parents.
啊，我们教会里呢有很多的这个小孩子。
We have many children in our church.
特别那个两岁左右的孩子。
Especially those who are around 2 year old.
啊，有时候看见他很可爱。
And they're really cute.
哎，我说来让我抱一下。
And sometimes I ask them to that I will hold them.
他就站在那里不动。
And they will stood there still.
找妈妈。
He says, I'm just looking for my mom.
找妈妈。
Please find my mom.
他不让我抱。
He will not let me hold him.
他要找妈妈。
He just want to find his mom.
你等他呢，稍微的长大一点点呢。
And wait till this child grows up a little bit.
他这个时候呢，他不要找妈妈，他要找玩具。
And he doesn't want his mom anymore, but a toy.
然后呢，他要找他的玩伴。
Or his playmates.
是吧？然后再大一点的时候呢。
And gradually, as he grew a little bit more.
我们就可能要找学校了，对吧？
And perhaps they will search for school.
所以有儿女的这个做父母的人呢。都有这个经验啊。
So all parents have this experience.
为了孩子找父母，找学校。
And they will look for a good school for the child.
那我们到了学校里面的时候呢？
And once you enter the school.
啊，我们不仅有同学，我们要找朋友，是吧？
Not only you have classmates, you want to have friends.
啊，我们在学校里面，我们都有很多很好要好的朋友。
And we have good friends in school.
啊，等到呢，好了，小学、中学、大学毕业了之后。
And finally, when you graduate from grade school to middle school to college.
我们还要进研究院。
And then you need to enter into graduate school.
你进研究院是做什么呢？
And why do you want to go to graduate school?
很多人说做到研究院，在美国讲就要去做研究工作，就所谓做 research 的工作，对吧？
And some say we're in graduate school doing research.
哦，现在我们就懂了，什么叫做研究？研究是到处找。
Now we understand what research means. It means keep on finding and looking.
哎，书本里面找这些什么什么身上找啊。
So you're looking everywhere, out even include the books.
啊，我有一个儿子啊。
I have a son.
他现在还在做 research.
He is still doing his research.
那么他常常对他妈妈讲，他说如果人家问你说你做什么工作啊。
And he told my wife that if anybody asks you what I do.
他说你就告诉他们呢，我在杀老鼠。
And just tell them I'm killing the rats.
因为他做的呢。是这个免疫的这个 research 啊，
because he's doing research in immunology.
所以呢
immunology.
从他这个大学毕业在研究室里，我这不知道他杀了多少老鼠。
So from his college years to his graduate years, I don't know how many rats he killed.
他为什么要去弄老鼠啊？
And why is it he does that?
就从老鼠身上找点什么东西出来，对不对？
Because he wants to have some finding from those rats.
啊，找找找，哦，找了一些东西，写了写啊，那个教授看好了，可以给你一个学位，就叫做 PhD。
And then finally, he done his research, he will receive his PhD.
啊，你在做所谓的 research， 就是在这里 research 其实就是寻找啊。
And when you do research, you're actually looking or searching.
好，等到学校出来了。
And once you graduate from school.
啊，我们开始嘛找工作，对不对啊
？And we search for jobs.
啊，发出去多少我们的这些履历表啊，要找工作。
You send out so many resumes.
啊，等到工作找到之后。
And once you found a job.
啊，然后又开始怎么样？找男朋友，找女朋友。
And you find a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
要找配偶了，现在。
And actually, you're looking for a spouse.
啊，所以眼睛瞪大大的到处找，对吧
？So your eyes were wide open and looking for a spouse.
啊，这个，然后呢，开始怎么样？要找钱啊，找钱。
And then after that, you're looking for money.
然后呢，要找什么？找享受。
And then enjoyment.
好，从青年到中年到老年。
So from your youth to your middle age to your old age.
最后要找什么
？So finally, what you're looking for in your old age?
你们原谅我这样讲啊，因为我们中国人呢，这个很不喜欢讲死。
And forgive me for saying this, because Chinese does not like to talk about death.
到老最后找块坟地。
But you know, when you're at your old age, all you do is trying to find a cemetery lot.
哎，我告诉你们呢，我们基督徒啊，什么都怕，就是不怕死。
You know that Christians fear everything else but death.
因为我们知道，对基督徒来讲，死了我们就真正回家了。
Because to us Christians, we know that once we die, we're going home.
我们就到主那里去了。
And to the place of our Lord.
啊。所以我记得呢，我这个父 父母他们还在世的时候啊。
So I remember when my parents were still alive.
有一天我妈妈就跟我讲了。
Once my mom told me.
哎，她说你带我去找块坟地啊。
And he said, well, can you bring me to find a cemetery lot?
那时候我心里想，找那个东西干嘛？
And I asked her, what do you want to look for that?
And
you're still healthy, you don't need that.
她说及早做准备啊。
And she says, well, it's good to prepare early.
我就带她到那么很多坟场里面去找啊。
So I brought her to many different cemeteries.
哦，你看，找那个坟场她还蛮讲究的，你看看，嗯，这个不大好，又换一个地方，再看另外一个地方。
And she was searching very carefully of the lot that she liked.
那么最后呢，找到一个地方，她说：“哎，这个地方不错。”
And finally, she found a lot, and she thought that was wonderful.
这个地方有树荫。
And there is a shade.
啊，这个地方呢，还可以看见湖。
And here you can see the lake.
我想你人都死了，你还什么什么看看什么湖啊，什么树荫呢
？And I was wondering, since you're dead already, you're going to be dead, and why do you care about waterfront or water view?
我说后来说，哦，好了，你喜欢的我们就买这个。
Well, just because she liked it, so we bought the lot.
所以你看，人到了老的时候还在找啊。
So you see, when you're even your old age, you're still searching.
啊，我感谢神啊。
But I thank the Lord.
我不需要找，因为我岳父很爱我，已经给我买了一块了。
I don't need to find it because my father-in-law loved me so much. He already bought one for me.
你所以你可以看见哈。这个人呢，从出生一直到老到死都在寻找，是吧
？You know that person from the birth to the time they die, they're continuing searching.
所以这个寻找呢，这是我们生活中间呢非常重要的一件事情。
So searching becomes something very crucially important in our lives.
不过呢，我们要知道啊，这个人的寻找呢，跟那个动物不大一样。
But you need to know that what you're searching for is different than that of the animals.
因为我们人呢，有一个这个。这个很不寻常复杂的一个大脑。
And because man has a brain that's very complex.
所以他这个思想非常的丰富。
So the thinking are very complex.
所以呢，他会他的寻找不一样。
And so in their process of searching, it is different.
你看那个动物啊，那个脑子很小。
And you see the brain of that of the animal are very small.
他们的思想呢很简单。
And their thinking are very, their thought process is very simple.
所以他们寻找的东西呢也比较简单。
So what they're searching for is very simple.
别的东西我不大懂啊。
And other things I don't quite understand as
well. 因为我家里养了只狗。
But because I have a pet dog.
已经好几年了。
And I haven't for many years.
哎呀。我们人呢，因为有丰富的思想，
you know, because our thinking process is very complex,
所以我们会追求人生的理想。
So we search after idealism.
我看这个狗在我们家几年了，它也没什么理想。
But I don't think my dog has any.
它呢，恐怕呢就是你给它点好的吃的了，什么它就很高兴。
And perhaps he would be just delighted when you give him something good, a good treat.
他唯一的理想是什么呢
？You know what is the only thing he desires?
是希望我哪天呢吃饭的时候，这个肉不小心掉地上。
And he's looking for a meat that I drop from my mouth.
那么这个就是他的理想啊。
And that was his idealism.
我们人不一样。
But we as human are different.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends,
你是一个人。
Because you are a human being.
你是有头脑的人。
You have a brain.
你是有思想的人。
You have a thought process.
所以你在地上。你有你的追寻。
Therefore, you have your searching.
啊，我想我们最大的追寻就是寻找人生的理想。
And I think that the thing that we're searching after is the idealism in life.
我们人不仅寻找理想。
Not only we're trying to seek after idealism.
我们人的智慧也能够分析我们的自己。
And our wisdom allows us to analyze ourselves.
只有我们人呢，懂得什么叫做人生。
And because only men understand what is life.
动物不会讲人生的。
Animals will not be able to talk about life.
我们人会讲人生。
But we as human talk about life.
当我们把我们的人生呢稍微思想一下的话呢
，And as we ponder upon our lives,
我们就会发现我们人生呢是很局限的，是被限制住的。
And we see that our lives are very limited.
因为我们发现呢，我们人有生命。
And yes, it's true, we have life.
但是我们的生命不完全。
But our life is imperfect.
啊，我们生命中有光明一面。
And we have a brighter and lighter side.
但是也有黑暗一面。
And also the darker side.
啊，所以呢，如果我们把我们整个人生稍微看一看的话。
So if you take a look at your life.
大致上来讲，我们可以说分成三个不同的这个成分在里面。
We can basically classify into three different categories.
我只说大概分啊。
And roughly classifying it.
第一方面，我们可以说是有理想的人生。
The first category you see a very idealistic life.
第二方面呢，我们有一个苦的人生。
And you have a very bitter life.
第三方面，我们有一个错误的人生。
And the third category would be a life that is spent very wrongly.
我们整个一生呢，大概有三种情况，每个人都是这样啊。
And each one of us experience these three different stages.
当然了，我们从好的一面来讲，我们是要寻求追寻理想。
So on a good hand, on one hand, we are searching for idealism.
我们都希望呢，把我们的一生呢，能够活得这个非常好。
And we desire to live a good life.
所以我们有我们自己的理想。
So we have our own ideals.
我相信有很多人到了美国来，就是寻找理想来的，对不对
？And I believe many of you came for that reason.
啊，当然我们晓得一个人呢，生活中如果有理想的话呢
，But we know that when you have idealism in your life,
有一些重要的因素我们是必须要有的。
There is some crucial essence involved.
啊，第一个，比方说人需要有自由。
First, you must have freedom.
啊，这个自由对我们来讲很重要啊。
Because freedom is very important.
啊，有自由你才有喜乐。
And because when you have freedom, you will have joy.
你自由你才有盼望。
And when you have freedom, you will have hope.
所以你看看那些关在监牢里面的人呢。
And if you look at those prisoners,
他有什么快乐呢
？What joy is to is there?
有的人呢被判了无期徒刑，根本就没盼望，对不对
？And sometimes they will be hopeless because they're suffering, they're serving a lifetime sentence.
西方的政治家他们就发现这个自由的重要，他们就说不自由武林死啊。
So the Western politician says, give me death or give me liberty or give me death.
啊，所以自由是我们生活中间非常重要的一个因素。
Therefore, freedom is a crucial essence in our lives.
自由能使我们呢能够发挥我们的思想。
Because freedom allows us to go through our thought process.
那么第二个因素。
And second essence.
需要有爱。
That we need to have love.
有爱才有善良。
We need to have love in order to have goodness.
有爱，这个生活才美丽。
And the life would be much more beautiful with love.
有爱，这个生活才温暖。
And the life will be with so much warmth.
有爱才有勇气，对吧
？And love gives courage.
啊，我想还有一个重要的因素，第三个因素。
And thirdly,
就是要真实。
Truth.
要实实在在。
Need to be truth and truthfully grounded.
这个真实呢，是出自于公义。
And the truth comes from righteousness.
出自公平。
Comes from justice.
有这种真实，你才有平安。
And because of this justice and righteousness, you will have peace.
你看人类几千年的历史，就是一直追求这个理想，对吧
？You know that throughout the thousand years of history, you see men are searching after these idealism.
出现多少有智慧的人
？And we have so many wise men.
出现了多少有才干的人
？We have so many talented men.
给我们出了多少的主意
？And they have so many different ideas.
那么今天人有没有达到理想呢
？And today have we reached that idealism?
我们实在是生活在一个非常动荡的时代里面。
We're living in this unstable society.
人今天生活不仅没有我们刚刚所讲这些因素啊。
Not only we do not have these very essence we talked about.
甚至我们生活在一种恐惧的状态底下。
We're living in fear instead.
所以，亲爱朋友们
，So dear friends,
人虽然有大脑
，Even though you have brain,
有丰富的思想
，You have a very complex thought.
我们要追求理想
，And we're searching after idealism.
但是理想好像不太容易达到。
Yet those are so hard to reach.
至少我们今天也没达到。
At least today we have not been able to reach it yet.
对你个人来讲。
And to you as an individual,
你达到你的理想了吗
？Have you reached your idealism?
啊，有时候我碰见一些朋友，问他，我说，哎，最近好不好啊
？And sometimes when I see my friend, I ask him, "How are you doing recently?"
啊，有的人说，还可以了。
And someone said, "Well, I'm doing okay."
这还可以意思就是不太理想。
And when they say they're okay, that means it's not ideal.
啊，有的人干脆就直接告诉你讲，最近不太理想。
And some will tell you, "No, it's not being very idealistic."
我很少碰见人说，哦，最近很好，很理想啊。
It's very rare that I saw someone telling me that it's been great.
可能偶尔有一件小事上面会产生这样的一个感觉、啊。
Perhaps some brief and good things happening will cause you to feel that.
所以在我们人生的里面是有理想的这一面。
So in our lives we have our own idealism.
但是呢，我们的人生里面呢，还有第二方面的就是。苦的人生。
Yet in our lives, we also encounter and experience bitterness.
啊，我们生活在这个世界中。
As we living in this world.
啊，我们有这个辛苦。
We are hardworking.
我们有劳苦。
We are laboring.
我们有痛苦。
We have suffering.
我想每个人都有这个经历。
It seems like everybody experienced that.
所以好多人常常跟我讲，哎呀，做人呢真的很辛苦。
So some would say, well, it's hard to be a man.
我不晓得你有没有这个感觉。
I don't know if you feel the same way.
像我到我这样的年龄呢，我越过越有深的感觉，做人很辛苦。
As far as for me, the older I get, I feel it is difficult to be a man.
你不要说别的，光是顾到这个人际之间的关系，有的时候就觉得很辛苦。
You know, sometimes even hard to just managing your person-to-person relationships.
老年人有老年人的辛苦。
And the people of older age have their own hardships.
到了中年的时候，有中年人的辛苦。
And people who are having in the midlife, they're having their own difficulties.
我看中年人可能是现在最辛苦。
Perhaps those in the middle ages the hard having the most difficulty.
上面要孝顺父母。
And they need to honor their parents.
下面孝顺儿女。
And at the same time they need to honor their children.
中间呢还要搞好夫妻关系。
And you have to take care of your spouse relationship.
还要跟老板搞好关系。
And you need to have a good relationship with your boss.
朋友之间要搞好关系。
And relationship with your friends.
哇，我们高光搞这个人际关系啊，你就觉得哎，真是。
You know, it's just so difficult dealing with relationships.
我记得我那个儿子小的时候啊。
I remember when my son was young.
家里面这个人际关系很复杂。
And our relationships in the home are very complex.
公公婆婆、外公外婆。
We have in-laws from both sides of our of both sides.
有伯伯、有叔叔、有阿姨、有婶婶啊。
They have uncles and they have aunts.
然后呢，还有什么这些什么表哥表妹。表弟的这些一大堆。
And they have all many cousins.
所以每次有时候我们家人聚集，所以一进来就是哎叫一个个叫，哎呦看他哭死了。
And every time when they have a family reunion, they will address every one of them.
所以呢，我那个老大到后来很简单，回家干脆嗨。
So my eldest son ended up saying just say hi.
一句话了事。
And that just takes care of all.
真是搞不清楚啊。我们以为说我们中国人是这个样子啊。
And then we thought that just Chinese are like that.
后来我认识一个姊妹，她嫁给了一个挪威人。
And then I found out a sister was married to a Norwegian.
她跟我讲，她说挪威人呢比我们中国人还要麻烦呢。
You know that Norwegians are more troublesome than the Chinese.
她说我嫁他们家去，不仅的公公婆婆管我，那个什么婶婶阿姨都要管我。
And because not only my parents-in-law take in control of me, also are my sisters-in-law.
我们做人呢在地上真是很辛苦啊。
You know it's so difficult to be a person, to be a man.
不仅这样，还很劳苦。
Not only that, you labor.
你看看。这个做家庭主妇的很劳苦。
You know that housewife toils and pain.
有做不完的事情。
Because they have so many housework to take care of.
如果今天在世界上，你做事情，你要负担家庭的生活责任的人，也很劳苦。
And those who are responsible for the household expenses are very difficult as well.
有的人刚到美国来，为了应付生活，一份工作、两份工作、三份工作啊。
And when a new immigrant, sometimes we have up to three jobs.
哎呀，那个睡觉时间都没多少。
They don't even have time to sleep.
即使你啊，得着学位了，你进了一个很大的公司里面，这公司里面压榨你啊。
And even your company would just pressure you.
我们从前以为说一天八个小时的工作哪里的事情呢
？And in the past we thought just 8 hours of work.
你做十个钟头，那个老板还是不大满意。
But nowadays even 10 hours would not be able to satisfy your boss.
那个老板希望你最好能不睡觉最好了。
Your boss.Hopefully that you don't sleep.
你最好24小时都跟我干啊。
He hopes that you can work for 24 hours a day.
哎呀，你看我们人活在这个世界中，真是辛苦得不得了啊。
You know how hard it is to be a man.
不仅这样。
Not only so.
我们还有许多痛苦。
And we have many sufferings.
比如说身体上出现了各样的病痛。
Sometimes we have illnesses.
我记得我年轻的时候呢，好像都不大感觉这个东西啊。
I remember when I was younger, I don't feel those physical illnesses.
等你年纪呢越来越大的时候，就发觉哟，这里又酸了，那里又痛了，这个麻烦多了的。
And but when you advance in age, you feel aches and pains everywhere.
我们不仅身体上面的这些衰败所产生的痛苦。
Not only your physical body is suffering because of the of corruption.
我们人还有所谓分离的痛苦。
And also the pain of separation.
像到我这样的年龄呢，慢慢的收到的都是很多不好的消息。
You know that coming to my age, oftentimes I receive very bad news.
所以 有时候家里面电话铃响，有点害怕。
And sometimes I dread of those phone rings.
你一拿起电话，什么人又走了？那个走了，那个走了啊。
Because as you answering those phones, you found out this has passed away and that person passed away.
我们生活里面还有人相互之间相处那种误解啊，哎呀，你解释也解不清楚的那种痛苦。
And you also have the pain of misunderstanding in life.
各式各样不同的压力。
And there's all kinds of pressures.
各式各样不同的一种紧张在里面。
And all kinds of tension and stress.
所以你看见啊，我们人呢，不仅有理想的一面。
So not only we on the brighter side we have our ideals.
我们生活里面也有苦的一面。
And in our lives we also experience bitterness and pain.
那么还有一面更糟糕的。
And what's worse?
我们称它为错误的人生。
It is a mistaken life.
就是我们发现在我们的生命中啊，还有很多黑暗的东西。
And because we begin to realize that there's a darker side of us.
有很多邪恶的东西。
There's an evil side to us.
啊，这些黑暗邪恶的东西常常造成很多的悲剧。
And these dark and evil side of us causes many tragedies.
你看见今天这个社会，今天这个地上这么多的悲剧产生。
We see so many tragedies happening in this world.
从个人到家庭，到社会，到整个。这个地球啊
from the individual to the family to the country and to the globe
多少的悲剧产生
and there's so many countless tragedies
啊，因为我们生命中有黑暗的东西
all because we have a darker side
啊，我们是有点爱但是有时候也恨对不对
yes we have love yet we hate as well
啊，有时候我们有点称赞但是有时候有嫉妒
yes we appreciate someone but we envy as well
甚至有时候会产生恶毒的这种思想
and sometimes we even have bitter and very evil thoughts
还有各式各样的欲望
and all the lusts
邪情私欲
all the lusts
所以你看见我们这个人生的生命里面啊，还有许许多多的属于这种黑暗面的东西
So you see many dark sides to this human life
当这些错误发生的时候
That when a mistake or wrongdoing
有时候我们就会很悔恨
And sometimes we regret of those wrongdoings
有时候我们就自责
And sometimes we blame ourselves
啊，有时候我们会产生恐惧
Or we will be afraid
啊，我们也很怕有报应
And we're afraid of consequences
所以你看见这个人生呢，它有这些方面的东西
And so you see all these different aspects to our lives
所以亲爱的朋友们
therefore, dear friends, sisters,
我们讲到耶稣基督所带来的救恩
When we talk about the salvation that Jesus Christ brings
最重要的一面就解决我们人生里面黑暗一面的东西
It solves the darker side of us
啊，我都知道很多朋友们呢不太喜欢谈罪的问题
I know that many of us do not like to talk about sin
我记得我年轻的时候啊我去教会里面去听福音啊
I remember when I was younger I went to the church and listened to the gospel
啊，我听那个讲台上也在讲罪
and when I hear them talking about sin
我很反感
I was very irritated
我想我是一个中学生我有什么罪啊
and I thought well I'm a middle school student what sin do I have
所以我觉得这个跟我与我无关
so I thought that's just totally unrelated to me
哪里晓得等人家有一天呢神光照我的时候啊
but little did I knew that when one day God shed light in my heart
我发现我这个十几岁的这个中学生呢
and I realized that me as a teenager
我里面有很多的罪啊
I have so many sins already
我完全不晓得
I really did not know that before
所以亲爱的朋友们
Therefore, dear friends,
我们晓得世界上人呢真正有智慧的人
So we know that the true wise men of this world
他们没一个人这个能否认自己的生命中有着许多败坏的东西
Not one would ever deny that they have all these evil and wickedness in their lives
并且一个人越聪明
And what's more so is when the man is more wise
他就越会为着自己生命中啊有这些黑暗的东西觉得很苦恼
The wiser the man is, the more regret he will have concerning his wrongdoing. Let me give you some examples.
啊，比方说丹麦有一个很有名的哲学家。
There's a very famous Denmark philosopher.
啊，他叫做齐克果。
Whose name is Kierkegaard.
啊，他倒自称自己是基督徒。
And he called himself as a Christian.
也许年轻人呢，有人读过这个哲学的书啊。
Perhaps some of you have studied philosophy.
你们听说过有一种哲学叫做存在主义。
Have you ever heard of existentialism?
啊，他是这个存在主义的一个先驱人物。
And Kierkegaard was the pioneer of existentialism.
那么这个人非常聪明。
And this was a very wise man.
啊，那么他当时的所有的思想都是很先进。
And all his thought and thinking was as a pioneer.
所以后来有人讲说，他的思想啊， 要等到人类一百年以后的人才能够明白，才会欣赏啊。
And what he had thought about could only be appreciated by people 100 years later.
那么在他许多著作里面，他有这样的一个说法。
And in many books that he has written, he said this.
他说，每当人呢决心要追求真理。
He said that when a man is determined to seek after truth,
活出高尚的品德时。
And to live a life of high moral.
他的禽兽的欲望又会出来引诱他。
And the instinct, the desire and the lust, like that of the animal, would come out and tempt him.
就叫人陷于多种可能败坏的生活中。
And he would be falling into a many wicked life, aspects of life.
他生命中这个败坏的性情叫做禽兽啊。
He called this corrupted life within him an animal.
啊，就是有兽性的。
It has as a beast nature.
啊，这是一个丹麦的一个智者啊。那么他对人生的一个领悟。
This is a wise man from Denmark, his understanding of his life.
他的话呢，跟使徒保罗的话很像。
And what he said matches very well with that of the Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗曾经这样说。
You know what Apostle Paul said?
他说：“立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。”
He said that I'm not able to do the good that I want to do.
当我要行善的时候，我就发现有恶与我同在。
Whenever I want to do good, I realize there's evil within me.
所以这个齐克国呢，他就发现在他生命中有这个东西。
So Kierkegaard realized this aspect in his life.
啊，你看另外一个啊。
And another philosopher.
这是一个德国的一个很有名的哲学家。
He was a German philosopher.
他也是一个存在主义者。
He was also existentialism.
就是有名的那个尼采。
And he was the famous Nietzsche.
啊，这个尼采呢，他是一个无神论者。
Nietzsche was a atheist.
啊，这个人呢，他是一个也是一个天才。
And he was a prodigy, a genius.
他的头脑很丰富，思想很丰富。
His thought process was very complex.
他有很多的这个思想呢，影响德国人，影响得很厉害。
And many of his thinkings affected the Germans.
因为他讲究所谓的超人的这个哲学。
Because he was talking about the
Superman,
supernatural, the Superman.
所以呢，他们德国人呢都很喜欢他的思想。
So the German loved his philosophy.
这个对后来纳粹党的这个崛起有很重要的一个影响。
It actually probably caused the rise of the Nazism.
他们觉得我们德国人是最聪明的。
And they thought that we as Germans are the most smart.
我们都是一些超人。
And we are supermen.
哎，后来发现怎么犹太人比我们还聪明。
And then they realized the Jews are more smarter than us.
那这个不能忍受。
And then we cannot tolerate that.
所以一定要把他们杀掉。
So we have to murder them.
因为把他们杀光之后，我们就是全世界最聪明的人。
Because if we murder them all, then we become the smartest.
这就是第二次世界大战的时候，纳粹党人大屠杀犹太人的原因。
And that was the Holocaust in the Second World War.
所以他的思想对德国人的影响很厉害。
And therefore, his philosophy affected the Germans very much.
那么他有一个说法呢
？And he has a saying.
他说在我们人里面
，He said that within us,
这个好坏是一体。
That good and evil reside all in us.
你看他这个讲究超人的这么一个有思想的人，他不能否认在他生命中有这么一个败坏的东西。
That as much as he regard himself as super a person, he cannot neglect that there's an evil part of him.
他写了一本这个很有名的书啊。
He wrote a very famous book.
啊，叫做《查拉图斯特拉如是说》啊。
It's called the Zarathustra.
这个查拉图斯特拉是什么东西呢
？You know what's Zarathustra?
这是希腊神话里面的一个巨人。
It is a giant within the Greek mythology.
其实也是一个妖魔啊。
And he was a devil.
因为这些有学问的人，他都不肯这么讲简单的话，所以搞这么一个比较这个复杂的奇怪的话来讲。
Because those are great thinkers like to say things in very complex terms.
那么在他这本书里面呢
，That in this particular book,
他就讲到他有一种的这个一个梦境啊，一个幻境。
He said that he has this fantasy or this dream.
其实这个梦境这个幻境呢也是他生命中的一个噩梦
and this dreams also symbolize the night his own nightmare
他用这个查拉图斯特拉这个巨人呢讲述他人生光明的向上的一面
he's using the giant Zarathustra to symbolize the brighter side of him
他就讲到有一天他还看见一个梦境
and he says that it seems like one day he had a dream
看这个查拉图斯特拉这个巨人呢，在一个山道上面往上走。
And he saw that Zarathustra was climbing uphill.
他们呢都是用这个大山呢做人生的理想啊，登山。
And they use the great mountains, the hills, to symbolize the great idealism.
那么他是怎么样登山的呢
？And how was he climbing on this hill?
哎呀，他看这个大巨人呢，他爬得满头大汗。
He saw this giant was climbing the hill, and shedding a lot of was sweating.
等着你往下看的时候啊。
And then as he looked down,
原来是骑在一个小侏儒的这个背上。
And this giant was riding on a dwarf.
啊，你们都知道那个侏儒就很小。
You know what a dwarf is.
那么他用这个侏儒呢，就讲到他生命中的这个阴暗的一面。
And he's using this dwarf to symbolize the evil and darker side of him.
他甚至呢称这个小侏儒为魔鬼。
And even called this dwarf a devil.
现在你明白吗
？And now do you understand?
他的生命中，他好像他有很巨大的一面。
It seems like in his life there's a giant, there's a great side of
it. 但是他的生命中也有阴暗的一面。
Yeah, there's also an evil and dark side of it.
有那个邪恶的一面。
And it's the evil side of it.
所以你看见这是一个很不协调的一幅图画。
It seems like an contradictory parts.
所以这个巨人在爬山的时候啊。
So as this giant is climbing uphill.
这个小人就在底下讲话。
And this dwarf began to talk.
他说你把自己丢得越高。
He says that if you throw yourself upward, the higher you throw yourself,
那么你的结果就是摔得更越重。
You will fall the harder you will fall.
甚至他讲说，当你把自己抛上去的时候。
And he says that as you throw yourself upward,
最后回头来还是打到你自己身上。
And then you will fall on yourself.
这个是他生命中的一个梦魇。
You know that to him, that is his nightmare.
所以你知道，在人类的历史上面
，So throughout the history of mankind,
有很多有智慧的人
，There are many wise men.
他们一直试图解决人生的问题
，They try to solve the problems of life.
希望把人生带到理想
，They try to bring us into an idealistic world.
但是没有无可避免的，他们发现，在他生命中间有黑暗的东西。
Yet inevitably, they realize that in their life, there's the evil side of it.
而这些黑暗的东西呢，是把它往下拉的。
And all these evilness is dragging them down.
在学校做学生的人，我想你们读书，你们可以知道。
So those of you as students, as you study,
有的人的著作非常伟大。
You realize that some has great written great literature.
但是你如果进入这个人的生活的话呢，非常的卑劣。
But if you look into the life of that author, it is very pitiful.
这是一个很大的一个矛盾。
It is such a contradiction.
其实我们中国古代的圣人，这些智者也是这样。
And so is with wise men of China.
我们都尊孔夫子为圣人
and we thought Confucius was a saint
我们说他是至圣先师
we thought that he was the greatest the great teacher
这样尊重他的
and we honored him
但是你们读过论语的人都晓得啊
and but if you read about his work
他说人非圣贤孰能无过呢
he said that none of us are saint how can we be without wrong
他一点都不觉得自己是圣人
he never feel that he's a saint
我们是把他捧成圣人
yeah, we just regard him as a saint
所以这就告诉我们
so that tells us
认真讲在整个人类的当中
that seriously speaking in throughout the
包括你我在内
including you and me
没有一个人是完全的
not one is perfect
没有一个人里面是没有黑暗的
not one is without darkness
是我们现在也许我们里面我们有个向着光明的向着理想的这么一种的追求
perhaps we as a person has an inclination to the lighter light
但是什么时候这样的东西会在我们生命中产生影响你不知道
but whenever the influence of dark side comes you never know
啊，有一个年轻的物理学家
there was a very young physicist
他有个高他两班那个同学
And he has a classmate who's 2 years older than him.
很爱护他，要帮助他。
Who really loved him and mentored him.
告诉他说，你现在进了学校之后，你将来课程时间你应该怎么样安排
？He said that here is how you should arrange your curriculums.
讲完最后呢，他就，他说这里啊，一本圣经送给你。
And he said after he told him that he says here's a Bible that I want to give it to you.
你有空时候也要读圣经。
And when you have time, you should read the Bible as well.
那么这个学长呢跟他讲前面这些东西他很高兴很感激啊
so this young physicist was very happy of this elder classmate giving a pointer about curriculums
后来拿本圣经给他
but when he presented him the Bible
他说我们学物理的人还需要读这个东西吗
he says do we as physicists need this
我们需要相信这个东西
do we need to believe this
所以他里面就很反感
so he was irritated
啊，但是呢也不好推却所以就带回去了
but he did not want to say no so he brought it home
啊， 那为着好奇的缘故，所以有时候也翻开来读一读。
And out of curiosity, he would turn to its pages sometimes.
有一次他读到一段话。
And once he came to a passage.
什么话呢？
You know what it was?
这是主说的。
And that was what the Lord Jesus said.
一个人如果看见妇女就动淫念的人，就已经犯了淫乱。
That a person is actually committing adultery when he saw a woman and having a thought of lust.
哇，这句话呢，像个光一样照到他的心里面。
And that will become such a light piercing through his heart.
因为他白天在学校里面说他在那读物理啊，用功努力啊。
Because as he was studying physics in school during the daytime.
但是有时候回家的时候呢，家里面来看的色情杂志啊、电影啊这些，嗯。他这个里面 也有很深的印象。
But when he go home, he indulged himself in pornography.
啊，他知道犯奸淫是犯罪。
He know that to have commit adultery is a sin.
啊，主的话说，你看见妇女就动淫念的，你已经犯淫乱。
But the Lord says, as long as you have that thought, you're already committing the sin.
这个像光一样照在这个物理学家的这个心里面。
So the light the word becomes like light.
叫他没有办法不自卑下来。
That he could not but humble himself.
后来他的学长带他一同祷告。
And then his elderly classmate pray with him.
他的经历告诉我们。
And according to experience,
他说很奇妙的。
He said it was very marvelous.
当我向神承认我的罪。
That when I confess my sin to the Lord.
哎呀，他说在我生命中带来从所未有的一种的平安。
That I have experienced such a peace I never experienced before in my life.
他说我带来从来所未有的这个思想里面的清洁。
And that is a surpassing cleanness in my heart that I never experienced.
所以亲爱的朋友们，
Therefore, dear friends,
特别很多在座年轻的朋友们，
Especially young people,
啊，我们必须看见在我们的生命中有一个可怕的东西在那里。
You must see that there is a dreadful part of you.
今天你可能也正在向着你人生的这个理想的目标往前。
Perhaps you are just marching toward your idealistic life.
但是你不能忽略年轻的这个学者。
We helped a scholar in Seattle.
他从台湾到美国来读书。
He came to the States to study from Taiwan.
就在华大做研究。
And he was doing his research in UW.
那么他已经结婚。
And he was married.
他还有两个孩子。
He had two children.
那你讲这个家庭很美满。
It seems like his family was wonderful.
他也觉得很幸运，能够被派出来到这里来求学。
And he felt himself was very lucky to be able to come to study.
哪里晓得他来读书的时候读得并不顺利。
But the process of his study was not very smooth.
因为这个成绩读得不好。
Because he did not receive very good grades.
教授也给他很多的压力。
And the professor gave him a lot of pressure.
所以他就变得很苦闷。
So he became very depressed.
生活变得非常的苦闷。
And very bitter.
啊，结果呢，他旁边就出现了一个人。
And then someone came alongside him.
也是从台湾来的一个留学生。
And who was a student from Taiwan as well.
那个人生活是很不检点的。
And that person had lived a very low moral.
他真是像魔鬼一样站在他的旁边。
It seems like that person was like a devil came alongside him.
他说：“你知道你书为什么读得不好吗？”
He says, "Do you know why you are not studying, not getting good grades?"
你里面太苦闷。
Because you're so bitter inside, too bored.
他说：“你如果能够去找个妓女。”
If you can go find a prostitute.
那么给你疏解一下。
And you can relax.
那么你的书就可以读得好。
Then you can study better.
你看他居然接受他的建议啊。
You know, he actually accepted his advice. And that's what he did, exactly.
但做了是结果是什么呢？
You know, what was the result of it?
不仅书没有读好啊。
Not only he could not study.
现在又增加了一层里面罪恶的感觉。
And he had this sense of guilt and sin within him.
他觉得对不起台湾的妻子。
He felt that he has fallen short of his wife in Taiwan.
也恢复他两个孩子。
And his children.
结果他就产生更大的压力。
And then becomes a greater pressure in him.
天天产生良心上的不安。
Every day, his conscience condemned
him. 折磨他的昼夜都不能安息。
And day and night, he could not rest because his conscience.
很严重的失眠。
And then he becomes having insomnia.
这个精神呢，濒临这个崩溃。
And then he was come to near the age of
breaking down. 好几次都想要自杀。
Many times he wanted to commit suicide.
啊，幸好呢，他有一个另外一个同学是我们的弟兄。
But luckily he had a classmate who was one of our brothers.
所以这个弟兄就跑来找我。
So the brother came to me.
他说好不好，你跟我一起去帮助一下我这个同学。
And he asked me whether I can go with him to help this man. So we went to find him.
啊，我看当初看见他说，那个整个那个脸呢，都是很苦的。
And you see his face is so bitter.
那个神情呢，非常的沮丧。
And he was very depressed.
你跟他讲话的时候，他几乎是一点的盼望都没有。
And he was such a hopeless man as you talked.
我们就在那里把主的救恩。
And right there and then we told him about the salvation of the Lord.
要好好地依靠主。
And we encouraged him to rely on the Lord, to confess his sin, to ask for God's forgiveness.
啊，那么开头的时候呢，他听不太进去。
So in the beginning, he rejected our words.
到后来呢，他就打开了心愿。
But gradually, he opened his heart and received it.
结果就在主的跟前痛哭流泪的悔改。
And he wept and wailed before the Lord and repented his sin.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
神的恩典临到他。
And God's grace came upon him.
他从那天开始，他有一个大的转变。
And from that day on, he had a great turning point.
他里面得着了力量。
And he had this inner strength.
所以他就写一封信给他的妻子。
So he wrote a letter to his wife.
告诉他，他所做的什么事情。
And told her everything he has done.
你知道他的妻子在台湾带着两个孩子很辛苦。
You know that it was difficult for the wife to raise these two children alone.
丈夫到美国留学了。
That she was in Taiwan, he's in America.
一心寄望他当然回来的时候呢，带着荣耀博士学位回来。
And all she ever wanted was he coming back in glory with a PhD degree.
没想到收到这么一封信。
But she never expected to receive such a letter.
他的太太心都碎了。
And her heart was broken.
非常痛苦。
And she was in such agony.
他没有想到他是这个样子。
She never realized that he could do this, and she could not accept it.
这开头的时候他拒绝了，在家里要。整天流泪啊、
and she kept on weeping and weeping every day.
痛苦万分了。
And she was in such an agony.
啊，这个弟兄啊，他后来是已经信主是弟兄啊，他就在写信安慰他的妻子。
And then this brother wrote a letter to her again, comforting her.
劝他也到教会去。
And to encourage her to go to church.
他说主救了我。
He says the Lord has saved me. The Lord has forgiven me.
你要赦免我。
Please forgive me.
我对不起你，对不起孩子。
I've sinned against you and the children. Please forgive me.
那么，经过一段时间之后
，So some time had passed.
他的妻子也到教会去。
And the wife went to the church.
感谢主，主也给他恩典。
We thank the Lord. The Lord is gracious.
所以他就赦免。
So she forgave him.
后来呢，我们这个弟兄他就回台湾去。
And then this brother returned back to Taiwan.
后来在大学里面还是找到一个教授的位置。
And he became a professor in a university.
啊，等到他遇见主之后。
And after he had met the Lord.
主解决他的问题。
The Lord has solved his problem.
看他生命上有个整个一个大的转变。
That his life completely turned around.
所以每一次我回到台湾去。
So every time when I go back to Taiwan,
他跟他妻子两个老远坐的火车到台北来找我。
He and his wife would take the train from far away to meet me and to invite me for meal.
我们在坐在一起的时候、啊、
and when we sit together,
那个情况完全不一样。
And everything has completely changed.
你看见他们两个人的脸上有光彩。
You see light shine on their faces.
他们里面满了感激。
That their hearts are so full of gratefulness.
满了感激。
So full of thanksgiving.
所有的重担都卸落。
All the burden had lifted.
所以亲爱的朋友们。
So dear friends.
在我们人的生命中
that in our lives,
有这么一个可怕的东西在那里。
There is something that's dreadful in our lives.
你不知道什么时候这么个可怕的东西会把你带到一个什么样的情况的里面。
You don't know when this dreadful part of you will lead you to somewhere.
所以我们要知道我们的人生不仅有理想。
So we must know that not only in life we have our ideals.
我们还有苦。
We also have some sufferings.
我们还有错误。
And some mistakes.
那么这个苦和错误从哪里来的？
So where does suffering and mistakes come from?
这就是圣经里面所讲的罪。
And it is the sin that the Bible is talking about.
罪使我们落到苦的境界里面。
It is a sin that causes suffering.
如果你读创世纪的话呢？
If you read a Genesis,
你看见当人类堕落的时候，
you see that after man fell,
神就对亚当夏娃说，
and God told Adam and Eve,
啊，因为你们犯了罪，
that because you have sinned,
所以你们要怎么样？汗流满面才得糊口。
So you will sweat in order to gain any kind of living.
地要因为你们缘故受咒诅。
And the earth will be cursed because of you.
所以当人一离开神的时候，
So when man depart from God,
人就落到一种咒诅的里面去了。
And we fall into a curse.
你看人类的历史，
You look at the history of man.
如果你是一个有头脑的人，
if you are a learned man,
你是一个有良知的人，
you have a conscience,
你仔细读人类的历史，
if you read the history of man,
整个人类的历史是个咒诅的历史，
and the entire history of man is but a curse,
一直到今天，
until today,
人还活在咒诅的里面，
we're still living in the curse,
这个世界苦不苦啊？
and isn't the bitterness and the suffering,
受苦的人很多啊。
yes, there's suffering and bitterness,
你我在里面，
and you are in it too,
亲爱的朋友们，
and brothers and sisters,
罪不仅带来苦，
not only sin has brought suffering,
罪还会把我们引到错误的里面。
It also brings us into mistakes.
所以人生中间这个苦，这个错误是从罪来的。
Therefore, this sin, this mistakes and suffering comes from sin.
所以你罪的问题不能不解决的话呢
？Therefore, if you do not solve the problem of sin,
你不可能达到人生的理想。
You can never reach your ideal.
啊，所以看哪、啊，神的羔羊。
Therefore, John says, "Behold the Lamb of God."
除去世人罪孽的。
Who takes away the sin of the world. Therefore Jesus Christ came. That when he comes into our lives, he will solve our problem of sin.
圣经中啊，刚才我们读的那个尼哥底母的故事。
And the story about Nicodemus that we just read.
他乃是用尼哥底母呢，作为一个理想人生的一个解释。
He's using Nicodemus to symbolize our idealistic life.
这个人呢
and this particular person,
虽然圣经记载的很简单
even though the Bible recorded about this account very simply,
但是我们看见他整个的人生就着我们的这个追求来讲我们觉得他是很理想
and to us he seems to be a very ideal man.
为什么我们说他是一个理想的人呢
why do we say that?
因为这里告诉我们第一个他是一个法利赛人
because he was one of the Pharisees
我想对我们很多中国人来讲或者美国人来讲我们也不太懂得什么叫法利赛人
perhaps to us Chinese we do not know what the Pharisee is
我们晓得在当时犹太人中间呢
you know that in among the Jews
这个法利赛人有几种意义代表的
the Pharisees represented a certain meaning
第一个法利赛人很有学问
number one they are very learned
所以他是一个追求学问的人
so they are one who seek after
就像诸位现在在学校里面你们在追求知识一样
just like you seeking after knowledge in
我们觉得我们追求这些知识会我们产生更多的智慧
so we thought that wisdom would come after much pursuit of knowledge
学问可以给我们带来名誉
knowledge would bring us reputation
所以呢尼哥底母是一个有学问的人
therefore Nicodemus was a learned man
我们今天也很羡慕有学问的人
and today we envy those kind of people
但是你看见在我们这个人类历史中间
but throughout the history of mankind
有很多时候发现是一个很有一个矛盾在
you see, oftentimes you see there's a contradiction
一个人呢知识越多痛苦越多
and one will suffer more as he become more learned
这实在是一个很大的矛盾
that is a great contradiction
yeah, 你看很多人呢他糊里糊涂什么都不知道还过得蛮快乐的
some will be happier when they have less knowledge
我们这个越知道的多越麻烦
and it's much more trouble when you know more
我从小到大我吃东西拿来就吃了
you know when I was young I justtake whatever I put in my mouth
有的时候过了期的东西啊我过也无所谓啊
I never pay attention to its expiration date
啊我这个儿子呢他这个一个学这个什么科学的一个学医的回到家把冰箱一打开不行啊你们这东西都过期了给你统统给你丢掉
But my son who's studying immunology and who's also another one's a doctor when they open the fridge he says all these are expired food
哎呀有时候把这东西给他我来看看有没有过期
And sometimes we offer him a food they will look at the expiration date
啊你看知识越多啊这个人呢越活在惧怕里面
So you know the more knowledge you have the more fear you will have
所以你看见这个我们近代人都晓得有很多你像那个什么海明威啊像什么川端康成这些得诺贝尔奖的人最后结局什么自杀
so you know that those modern scholars like Hemingway they have so much accomplishment but they ended their lives with suicide
学问真的能解决人的问题吗
can knowledge really solve our problem
可能可以解决你一点暂时你工作的问题
perhaps solve your temporary problems at work
解决不了你生命的问题
but not the problems of life
那么法利赛人还有一面代表有宗教是个宗教信仰的人
and Pharisees also represent a man of religion
宗教有宗教信仰多半都比较注重道德了
and they are people of high moral
那么他是一个有道德的人
so he was a
person
of high moral
尤其法利赛人、啊、
especially the Pharisees
在犹太人中间是特别尊重这个道德的一般人
and they are the one who lived a life of very high moral
你要知道我今天没有时间跟你讲如果你要从圣经里面知道做法利赛人是怎么回事的话呢 我想你们没有一个人愿意做法利赛人。
You know that none of you will desire to be a Pharisee if I take the time to explain to you from the scripture what it's like to be a Pharisee.
一个礼拜，我简单讲，一个礼拜禁食两次。
You know, every week you need to fast twice.
凡你所得着的十分之一要奉献。
And tenth of your gain you need to offer up.
那不是光是你薪水的十分之一啊。
Not just your tenth of your salary.
你所得着的十分之一。
Everything that you ever gain.
所以他们呢去买什么薄荷、茴香、芹菜，买来做个十分之一要拿去奉献。
So if they buy mint or celery or cilantro, they would offer tenth of it.
所以这个法利赛人呢，就是一个规规矩矩的人，非常有遵守道德的人。
So Pharisees has very high moral standard.
那这样的人是好人，对不对
？And so these people were good people.
我们做不到，但有时候我们也蛮羡慕人家那个有很好的德性，对不对
？You know, sometimes even we're not able to live up to that standard, we envy those people.
还有呢，法利赛人呢
？And then also for the Pharisees,
是一个有家庭的人。
They represent people of having family.
他们规定了，法利赛人是一定要结婚的。
You know that Pharisees must marry.
当然，这个背后有很多的原因，我想今天不解释啊。
And I have no time to explain to you, but it has a lot of reasons why.
那么，这个尼哥底母是一个法利赛人。
So this Nicodemus was a Pharisee.
首先就说明他有学问，他有宗教信仰。
Speak of his knowledge that his and his religion.
他也有很好的家庭。
And he has a great family.
那不仅这样啊。
Not only so.
圣经还讲说他是一个做官的。
Bible says that he was a one of the council.
做官的人就是有地位的了，对不对
？And he had a position and status.
啊，今天呢，我们中间可能不晓得有没有谁羡慕做官的。
I don't know any one of you envy to be a councilman.
但是我们总觉得做官有地位也不错，对不对
？But we thought these people are having a
一个人有地位就有权势了。
So when you have position, you have power.
他要做什么就可以做什么了。
And he's able to do what he wants to do.
这多么好呢
！Wouldn't that be wonderful?
那么这个做官的不仅有地位啊。
And not only those councilmen have position.
还有钱财。
Also wealth.
中国人讲升官就发财。
And some Chinese would say, once you're being promoted as a councilman, they have wealth.
犹太人也是这样的，升官就发财了。
And so is with the Jews.
啊，我想今天哈在地上。我们大多数人可能呢，最多寻求的恐怕就是钱财啊。
And perhaps most of us, what we're seeking after is money.
我们中国人常讲见钱眼开，见钱眼开。我看没有哪一个人看到钱眼不开的。
And it's just like your eyes will become wide open when you see wealth and money.
啊，如果今天我这个桌上摆了$100,000，我看大家眼睛恐怕都亮了啊。
If I place $1,000,000 here on the table, all your eyes will be wide open.
啊，谁不喜欢呢？对不对啊
？Anyone who does not like it.
钱财谁不喜欢呢
？Nobody who does not like money.
这个钱呢是个奇怪的东西。
Because money is very strange.
你没有它很难过的。
And you cannot live without it.
很奇怪。太多了也很难过。
But also you cannot live with too much of it.
你说哪有这回事情啊
？And you would say, how can that be so?
因为你还没这么有钱。
Because you're still not very wealthy.
你真正有这么有钱，你就知道很难过了。
And once you're wealthy, you know it is very difficult.
因为我认识的朋友中间有不少是亿万富翁啊。
And because some of my friends are billionaires.
我看他们就没有我过得快乐。
And they don't seem as happy as I do.
啊，钱越多的话呢，就变成没有很显然一个东西是就没有自由。
And because the more wealth you have, the more freedom you lose.
啊，他不能像我这个走到马路上很平安的。
He cannot be so peaceful as like me walking on the street.
所以你知道吗？在香港有好多亿万富翁啊，他们呢钱多得不得了，他们是不敢在马路上走的。
So you know that many billionaires dare not walk on the street of Hong Kong.
公园他也不敢去的。
And they dare not to go to park.
哦，我们说我们去公园散步的，他不敢去的。
And sometimes they say, let's go take a walk in the park, and they say no.
他如果要去的话呢，前后左右都是保镖。
They need to have bodyguards if they ever want to go out.
所以香港有些有钱人呢，他们就怎么样，在他们那个几十层楼的楼顶上面自己弄个小公园。
And so then they would have a little garden outside their penthouse on top of a building.
想去公园的时候就自己家小公园走。
And so what they would do, they would just walk out their patio.
所以有一次一个记者访问一个财主啊。
So once a reporter was interviewing a billionaire.
哎呀，他说你这么有钱，你应该很幸福啊。
He says you must be so blessed to have so much money.
他说没有自由了，没有自由了。
He says I have no freedom, no freedom.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends，
钱是个。有用的东西
You know, money is very useful.
但是钱也是个可怕的东西
But it is also very something very dreadful.
最近我一个很好的朋友告诉我们
Recently, a very good friend of mine told me
他的姨妈
that his aunt
那么当他的姨丈过世的时候、
after the passing of his uncle,
给他多少钱啊、
she received
4亿
4 billion
对不对
400 million sorry
4亿
400 million.
哇，我们一听的眼睛都亮了。
You know, our eyes just become wide open.
有四亿啊。
400 million.
啊，这四亿不管它是什么钱都不得了了，对不对
？Doesn't matter what currency it is, it's a great amount.
啊，不，它这个是四亿港币，四亿港币。
It's a 400 million Hong Kong money.
那他有没有快乐呢
？But does he have any happiness?
嗯，我们的朋友告诉他一点。
And our friends tell me that she's not happy.
整天活在一种恐惧的状态中。
Because every day she spent her life in fear.
那么呢，还想跟她的那些儿女们再争更多的产业。
And then she even want more from the children.
四亿啊，她这一辈子啊，两辈子她用不完了。
And she cannot even spend all this money if she had two lifetimes.
但是她不满足，她觉得拿的太少了。
But she's not satisfied. She felt what she has gained is too little.
所以为了争钱的缘故，跟她所有的儿女们呢都翻脸。
And so she turned her face to all her children because of money.
没有儿女愿意理她。
There's not one child who wants to talk to her.
家里面用了八个佣人。
And she had 8 maids.
哇，我们都羡慕你家里，我们一个也用不起，她用八个。
You know, we cannot even afford one, but she has 8 maids.
啊，一个烧饭，一个洗衣服，怎么一个整理院子，一个什么，反正八个。
And 8 of them, each doing a different duty.
那么按理讲，她应该很满足，对不对
？And you would think that she must be happy.
但是她一点都不满足。
But she's not happy nor satisfied.
整天呢，这个像神经病一样的。
Every day she's like a schizophrenic.
就骂这个，骂那个，骂那个，所以这些。他那个佣人个个看着他都害怕。
And she would scold this maid and that maid. Everyone is just so dreaded of her.
然后呢，对所有周边的人呢都起疑心。
And then she has this a distrust towards everyone around her.
啊，我们这个朋友呢，他因为他是他姨妈到他家里去嘛，去看他。
And then when she this aunt went to my friend's house.
稍微住了久一点呢，他里面疑心，你要弄他钱了，你看。
And if she spent a little bit longer in your house, she thought that she would have just mistrust and thinking you want her money.
所以朋友们,
so friends,
钱是有用的。
Yes, money is useful.
但是有时候钱也成为一个祸害。
But it also becomes a troublemaker.
我想对年轻人来讲，恐怕我们是不大服气。
But I don't think young people really buy that.
我们想，哎，你把那四亿给我看看，我也许会过得很好。
And then we will think, well, give me that $400 million, I can live very well.
你先不要做这个梦。
So, do not dream about that.
亲爱的朋友们。
Dear friends.
所以这个尼哥底姆也许不是亿万富翁，但是他有钱。
Maybe this Nicodemus was not a millionaire, but he has a lot of wealth.
生命中应该觉得很满足，对不对
？He should be very satisfied.
那么还有一个特点。
Yeah, he has one characteristic.
他是个老人。
He is old man.
我们怎么知道他是老人
？How do we know he was an old man?
啊。他说人已经老了还能从母腹里再生出来吗
He says, how can a man be born again from the womb of the mother once they're old?
他这么老了他夜里面还可以跑来见耶稣啊
You know that he, being an old man, he can still come to see Jesus at night?
那就说明什么他健康还不错了对不对
And that tells that perhaps he has pretty good health.
如果一个老人根本走都走不动了那哪里去见耶稣呢对不对
And he would not be able to see Jesus if he's not able to walk as an old man.
那么这个老人呢也代表经验人生的经历
So being an old man, he's a very experienced man.
所以你看见吗？在圣经里面给我们看见有一个什么？有一个这个非常完美的理想的一个人生在这里。
So a very idealistic person is being depicted here in the scripture.
我想恐怕这些东西都是今天我们正在追求的。
Perhaps all these traits are what we are seeking after today.
啊，尼哥底母从年轻的时候一直到年老。
That Nicodemus from his youth to his old age.
他的追求真是不错啊。
And he had a good pursuit.
按我们来讲，哎呀，如果达到这样的境地呢，人生这个满足了。
And to us, we think we must be satisfied if you can reach that realm.
但是他满足了没有呢
？But was he satisfied?
他没有满足。
No, he did not.
那么他夜里面来见耶稣。
So at night he went to see Jesus.
那耶稣他偷偷摸摸的来的。
So he went to Jesus in secrecy.
那不大好意思，对不对？
He was kind of embarrassed.
如果他也跑去找耶稣啊
，If he is the person going to see Jesus,
哎呀，尼哥底母，像你这样的人也要信耶稣啊
！And some people would say, "Well, Nicodemus, you will want to believe in Jesus." then he would be embarrassed.
啊，我就碰见有一些朋友们，他们这个学问很大，这个叫做教授的，或者这个做 PhD 有 PhD 学位的人。
And some of my friends who are professors or having a PhD degree.
所以你要请他来信耶稣，哎呀，他不好意思。像我这样的人不信耶稣吗？
And if you invite him to believe in the gospel, he would say, "Well, I'm so embarrassed, a man like me."
所以这个尼哥底母只能怎么夜里偷偷的来见耶稣？
So Nicodemus could, but going to Jesus at night.
感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
主实在是爱他。
God really loved him.
所以主就在那里等着他。
So the Lord was waiting for him.
今天也是个夜里。
And today is also at night time.
啊，今天你也到这里来了。
And during the night, you have come.
不是我们等着你，是主耶稣等着你。
No, it's not we who are waiting for you, but Jesus.
主要把恩典给你。
Because Jesus wants to give you grace.
当他碰见主耶稣的时候啊。
And when he encountered Jesus.
因为他想，我这个人生这么完满，我还要什么东西呢？
And he said that my life is so perfect. What else could I need?
里面就是一个觉得不满足啊。
Yet he feels this dissatisfaction.
人都说你尼哥底母，我们大家都羡慕你，你真是太好了。
And everyone is saying.Nicodemus, you are someone we envy, but he himself knew.
所以他来找耶稣。
So he came to Jesus.
他找对人了。
And he found the right person.
要主对他说什么呢？
You know what the Lord said to him?
啊，主看见他，主说尼哥底母。
He said, Nicodemus.
你需要重生。
You need to be born again.
这个尼哥底母从来没听见过这个话。
And Nicodemus never heard of that.
我相信在座的朋友们，恐怕你今天也是头一次听见什么叫重生呢？
Perhaps some of you is hearing this for the first time.
啊，尼哥那个这个主耶稣没跟他坐下来，哎，尼哥底母啊，我们两个人呢，再把那个什么哲学研究研究嘛。
The Lord Jesus did not invite Nicodemus to talk over philosophy.
或者主耶稣给他讲一点什么更高的智慧的话。
Or speak to him in a higher words of higher wisdom.
或者再给他一点这个赚钱的方法。
Or to give him a way of gaining more wealth.
主知道这些没有帮助的。
The Lord knew that all these could not help.
主说你所需要的是重生。
So the Lord says, what you really need is to be born again.
因为尼哥底母对自己实在不满意。
Because Nicodemus was dissatisfied with himself.
他发现在他的生命中光明中有黑暗的一面。
He realized that while he has his lighter side, he also has his darker side of him.
在满足中间有空虚。
In satisfaction, there is vain, vanity.
在快乐中间有痛苦。
In happiness, there is suffering.
在希望中有绝望。
In man's hope, there is hopelessness.
在健康中有死亡。
In health, he experienced death.
他发现他生命中的这些东西。
And he realized all these aspects in his life.
所以他来找主。
Therefore, he came to the Lord.
亲爱的朋友们，
Dear friends,
主耶稣基督的救恩，
you know the salvation of the Lord?
不是要把一个宗教给你，
it is not to give you a religion,
也不是给你做人的方法，
nor to give you a way to be a man.
主耶稣到地上来，
and the Lord came to the earth,
那是要把生命给你，
it is to impart to you his life.
在主的救恩里面，
that in his salvation,
他不仅除去我们的罪，
not only he takes care and take away our sin,
更重要的是把一个新的生命带给我。
What's more important, he wants to give you his new life.
我们要感谢耶稣。
We need to thank Jesus.
因为他道成肉身来到地上。
Because he became the flesh and came to this
world. 因为他在十字架上为我们流血舍命。
And because he shed his blood on the cross.
他实在付上重大的代价。
He has paid the great price.
因为他知道我们人是没有出路的。
Because he knew that there's no way out for us.
我们生活在这个地上是没有办法的。
That we are no way out.
再有智慧的人也没有办法的。
And even the wiser man has no way out.
自己来到地上来拯救我们。
So God himself came to the earth to save us.
他为着我们的这个错误，为着我们的错误，这个罪恶上了十字架。
It was for our mistake, for our sin that he went up to the cross.
他不仅用血洁净我们的罪。
Not only he shed his blood to cleanse us.
他也把一个新的生命赐给我们。
He also impart to us his new life.
我想我们都应该能够懂得。
And I think we all understand.
只有生命能够解决生活的方式。
Only life can solve the problem of life.
今天呢，我们所拥有的这个生命
，You know the life that you have today，
解决不了我们生活中很多的问题
，cannot solve many problems of your everyday life。
所以主才要给我们一个新的生命
，So the Lord must give us a new life。
主不是来要给你一个宗教
，The Lord did not come to give you a religion。
啊，主也不是要再给我们多的教育
，Nor give you more doctrine。
我们晓得教育呢是一种的外修，外面的修，没办法改变人的。
You know doctrine and all these dogmatism is just outward。
宗教呢是一种自修，一种苦修。
That religion is just discipline, self-discipline.
也解决不了你的问题。
It cannot solve your problem.
所以不要害怕。
So do not be afraid.
你不要说哦，今天我们要来接触基督教了。
And you thought, oh, I'm coming to know this religion.
大概就要教我们做人道理。
And maybe perhaps
教我们行善。
Christianity.
教我们怎么苦修。
Maybe Christianity is teaching us how to be a good man.
你来到主耶稣这里啊，他不是给宗教给你的。
And then you will be wrong if you think that way because he's not giving you religion. He wants to give you life.
当这个生命进到你里面去的时候。
That when this life enter into you.
你的生活的方式就会改变。
Your lifestyle will be completely changed.
亲爱的朋友们。
And dear friends.
所以主告诉我们说、
啊、
一个人重生之后呢，他就能够见神的国，进神的国。
A man is able to see and enter into the kingdom of God once he's born again.
这个什么叫神的国呢？
You know what is the kingdom of God?
神的国它是讲的一个不同的境界。
Kingdom of God is a different realm.
啊，当你信主耶稣基督之后，
and when you believe in Jesus,
你有了这个生命，
you have this life.
你发现你进入一个不同的境界里面。
You realize you're entering into a different realm.
当你活在这个生命里面的时候，
and when you live with this life,
你就不需要犯罪。
You no longer sin.
当你活在这个生命里面的时候，
and when you live with this life,
你有满足的快乐。
You have satisfaction and joy.
亲爱的朋友们，
and dear friends.
这实在是何等大的恩典呢、
啊、What a great grace that is.
所以那一天尼哥底母碰见了主耶稣了。
Therefore that day when Nicodemus met the Lord.
在他的生命中产生一个非常大的转变。
And that became a great turning point in his life.
他因着主的缘故。
That because for the sake of the Lord.
他找着他人生最大的一个出路。
And he found the way out for his life.
你要知道今天我们活在地上。
You know that as you're living in this world.
假使我们的生命遇见一种困难没有出路的时候那是最大的痛苦。
You know the greatest pain is when you encounter difficulties and there is no way out.
你知道吗今天这个世界上。
Do you know that within this world.
时时刻刻都有人自杀。
That every single moment there are people committing suicide.
为什么自杀呢
Why suicide?
没有路走了。
Because there's no way out.
为什么自杀呢
Why suicide?
太痛苦了。
Because he was too painful.
你知道这个自杀这个比率有多高吗
You know what is the ratio of the people committing suicide?
几年以前啊，我去年还是前年
Perhaps last year or year
他们联合国有一个统计
UN had a statistic
全世界
That throughout the countries
每40秒就有一个人自杀
There would be one suicide for every 40 seconds
多么的可怕
How dreadful that is
刚才我们都讲了一个多钟头啊
We have spoken here for more than an hour
你过了多少个40秒
How many 40 seconds we passed?
世界上已经有很多人死了，你知道吗？
Many people has gone already.
40秒就一个人自杀。
Every 40 seconds, a man is committing suicide.
今年他们在台湾的统计，台湾是四个钟头的一个人自杀。
And in Taiwan, every 4 hours, a man committing suicide.
这个自杀的比率是相当的高。
And such ratio is very high.
为什么人会自杀呢？
Why?
没有路可走。
And the suicide is because there's no way out.
他们不晓得。
But they do not know.Here is a way.
你知道，在存在主义里面还有一个很有名的这个存在主义者，叫做沙特。
You know that there's a Sartre who is a very famous existentialist.
他就告诉我们说呢，我们人是活在一个死亡谷里面，而这个死亡谷是没有出路的。
He tells us that we as a human living in a valley of death, and to which there's no way out.
这是多么大的一个痛苦、啊、
You know what a dreadful suffering that is?
发现这样的事情你活得下去吗
Can you even live to realize this fact?
但他们不晓得
But they do not know
耶稣基督就是这个出路
That Jesus Christ is the way out
所以尼哥底母碰见了主
So when Nicodemus encountered Jesus
他找到人生的出路
He found a way out in life
他从此之后他不需要再痛苦了
From now on he no longer needs to suffer
他不是学问能给他什么帮助
Not that the knowledge can help him
也不是宗教能帮助
Nor can religion help him
也不是这个什么钱财能帮助
Nor could his wealth
也不是地位能帮助
Nor could his position
那是耶稣基督所给他的新的生命能帮助他
But it was this very life that Jesus gave him helped him
那么也许有朋友会问啊
Perhaps some of you will ask
那么我信了耶稣之后我真的以后就不犯罪了吗
So can I really not sin when I believe in the Lord
我看到一些基督徒也还犯罪也撒谎啊
Because I saw some Christians even still sin and they would do something wrong they would lie and let me tell you
一个基督徒现在有主的生命在里面
that as a Christian you have the life of God in you
如果他活在这个生命里面他就绝对不犯罪
if he live and abide in this life he will not sin
如果他没有活在这个生命里面他照样会犯罪
but yet he would still sin if he does not abide in his life
亲爱的朋友但是对于你来讲的话呢
but friends to you
你里面若是没有主的这个生命在你里面的话
without the life of God in you
你就不可能有这种的自由
You cannot have that freedom.
你就不可能有这种的出路。
You cannot have that way out.
所以，亲爱的朋友们
，Therefore, dear friends,
耶稣基督是要把一个新的生命赐给我们。
It is Jesus' desire to give you a new life.
一个真正的基督徒
，A true Christian,
乃是一个重生的人。
is one who is born again.
那是从主耶稣基督得着生命的人。
Is one who have obtained that life from God.
那我们怎么样能够得着这个生命呢？
So how can we receive this new life?
圣经教告诉我们很简单。
The Bible tells us very simply.
你不需要造桥铺路。
You do not need to build any bridges or roads.
你也不需要这个苦修。
You do not to have any self-discipline.
你只要用信心接受就可以了。
Just accept it through faith.
信心就是一个接受。
Because faith is receiving.
当你对主说主我愿意。
When you say to the Lord, Lord, I am willing.
就进来了。
Then your life comes in.
亲爱的朋友们，
Dear friends,
这是福音。
That is gospel.
我希望今天晚上是你一个可纪念的日子。
And I hope today will become your memorable day.
47年前，
47 years ago,
我还是一个年轻的孩子。
I was a teenager.
那一天，主进到我的生命中。
I was a young boy, and that day the Lord entered into my life.
47年过来了。
47 years gone by.
我的心里面充满了感谢。
My heart is so full of thanksgiving.
我知道我的生命因为主的缘故蒙到何等样的保守。
And I know my life has been preserved because of God.
我多少时候在人生的低潮的时候。
Many times when we come to a low point of life.
我经历他丰盛的恩典。
I experience his great abundant grace.
我遇见挫折的时候。
When I encounter difficulty.
他不仅安慰我鼓舞我。
Not only he comforts me.
他也给我出路。
Encourage me and he provided a way out until today.
所以我们在这里唱这首诗歌的时候，
so as we sing these hymns,
我的心里面实在是很有感动啊。
And my heart is greatly moved.
亲爱的朋友们，
Dear friends,
但愿2006年，
Hopefully 2006,
9月30号，
September 30th,
今天这个晚上，
2006 tonight,
是人生的一个新的起头。
It becomes a new starting point for your life.
进到你的里面。
It is the day that the Lord's life enters into you. That you will be like Nicodemus.
来到他的跟前，
coming before him to receive him.
朋友们，
Dear friends,
我们深处实在有一个很深的盼望。
You know that within the depths of our hearts, we have a desire.
也是非常诚恳的。
It is very sincere.
那么邀请你，
we invite you to walk on this way.
啊，这个实在是一个大的福。
Because that is a great blessing.
我最后跟你们在一起来唱这首诗歌，好不好？205首。
I want to sing hymn number 205 with you again.
自耶稣来住在我心。
Since Jesus come into my heart.
这个作诗的人说，我生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
The hymn writer says, what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought.
是自耶稣住在我的心里面。
Since Jesus came into my heart.
亲爱的朋友们，
Dear friends,
这首诗歌呢，在基督徒中间是非常有名的。
This is a very famous song among the Christians.
但是你知道这个诗歌是怎么写的吗？
But do you know how the song was written?
这个作诗的人叫做 Rufus McDaniel.
And the songwriter is Rufus McDaniel.
他在1914年的时候写下这首诗歌。
He wrote the song in 1914.
你知道他那个时候写这首诗歌的时候，
You know that when he wrote this song,
他的光景并不是很顺利的。
He was not in a very smooth circumstances.
因为就在那一年，他的儿子死了。
It was that year he lost his son.
他有一个丧子之痛。
He has this grief of losing a son.
但是很奇妙的。
But wondrously.
在这种的哀痛的情况里面。
That in this grief,
他来到主的跟前。
He came before the Lord.
主开他的眼睛。
The Lord opened his eyes. The Lord comforted him.
结果呢，把这首诗歌摆在他里面。
And the Lord gave him this song.
所以这首诗歌是在一个人遇见丧子之痛时所写下来的诗歌。
So this song was written in grieving his son.
这首诗歌一出来，
that once the song came out,
就引起非常大的这个共鸣。
And everybody echoed with it.
这首诗歌一直到今天，
yeah, to this day,
成千上万的人因这首诗歌得救。
And thousands of people have been saved because of this song.
许多人唱这个诗歌。
Many were freed when they sing this song.
因为这首诗歌讲到耶稣基督的救恩。
Because this song speaks of the salvation of the Lord.
今天晚上我们要把这首诗歌介绍给你。
Therefore, tonight I want to introduce you to you this song.
我们有很多基督徒已经很熟悉了。
Many Christians are very familiar with it.
可能很多朋友们，也许你是第一次唱。
Perhaps friends, this is your first time singing it.
把这首诗记在你的心里面。
Please remember it, this song.
自耶稣来住在我心。
Since Jesus came into my heart.
47年以前。
47 years ago.
自就是47年以前，主耶稣住在我里面。
47 years ago, since Jesus came into my heart.
一直到今天。
Until today.
我的生命产生何等奇妙的大改变。
What a great change has wrought in my life.
朋友们，不要放弃这个机会。
Dear friends, do not let go of this opportunity. Because you have come before the presence of the Lord. No matter what reasons you have.
我希望你能把你的心打开。
I hope you can open your heart
接受耶稣基督到你的
to receive Jesus into your heart.
我们一同来唱这个诗歌
Shall we sing this song together?
我们就唱第一节
Let's just sing stanza one.
来，请弹，请弹一句就好。来，
我生命有何等奇妙的大改变？是耶稣来住在我心。我旧木的光辉今照耀我魂牵是耶稣来住在我心是耶稣来住在我心是耶稣来住在我心喜乐潮如恩河你恩潮之滚滚是耶稣来住在我心
我看见有很多朋友你还没开口啊开口来唱好不好
Shall we open
我相信你是喜欢唱歌的啊
I believe you all love to sing
这么美丽的诗歌这么好的诗歌要唱啊把它唱在你的心里面好不好
We should sing
我们再来一遍
Let's sing again
我请大家站起来唱
Let's all stand up
我坐了很久了啊大家一起站起来唱那么大家都开口好不好
Everybody shall open our mouth and sing
好来我生命有何等奇妙的大改变是耶稣来住在我心我旧木的光辉今照耀我魂牵是耶稣来住在我心是耶稣来住在我心是耶稣来住在我心喜乐潮已我魂如海涛是滚滚是耶稣来住在我心我们就唱副歌好就唱副歌好不好副歌很短啊那么就几句话我们唱希望能把它记住好不好
Let's remember the chorus
啊就唱这个副歌来是耶稣来住在我心是耶稣来住在我心喜乐潮已我魂如海涛之滚滚是耶稣来住在我心再来是耶稣来住在我心是耶稣来住在我心喜乐潮已我魂如海涛之滚滚是耶稣来住在我心
我们实在感谢这位爱我们的主。
We really love this God who loved us. 若不是他的流血舍命
，We thank this God who loved us.
我们的人生根本就没有出路。
That without His shedding blood, there's no way out for us.
今天因为他进到我们的里面
，But because of Him coming into our lives,
给我们带来何等大的祝福
！What a great blessing has brought.
若是你的年轻时候你就接受主
，If you can receive the Lord when you're young,
就可以保证你这一生。不需要走犯罪的路。
Lord can guarantee that you do not need to walk on the way of sin.
主能救我们脱离各样的试探引诱。
Because He will save you from all kinds of temptation.
如果今天你在年长的时候接受主
，If you receive the Lord when you're old.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends.
主是你永远的盼望。
The Lord is your eternal hope.
今天主把这个恩典已经摆在我们中间。
Today the Lord has given us this grace.
主所要求的。
What He asked.
就是你用简单伸出你的手来接受他。
It is you extending your hand to receive Him.Dear friends,
愿今天是你可纪念的日子。
May today become a memorable day for you.
我们把这歌再唱，副歌再唱两遍。
Let's sing the chorus again.
是耶稣来住在我心，是耶稣来住在我心，喜乐潮已我魂如海涛之滚滚。来住在我心，是耶稣来住在我心，是耶稣来住在我心，喜乐潮已我魂 如海涛起滚滚，主耶稣来住在我心。
我们下面有一点点时间，我们来祷告我们的主。
We spend some time praying before
our Lord. 我们请诸位跟我一同闭着眼睛，我要为大家祷告。
And I will pray for you.
我希望今天晚上，当神的灵在你里面有一点点的感动的时候。
And I pray that tonight, as the Spirit of God touches your heart.
希望你能够敞开你的心，接受他进来。
And you open up your heart to receive him.
主今天晚上在这里。
Because the Lord is here tonight.
他已经在我的心里。
He is in my heart.
成为我的喜乐和满足。
Becomes my joy, my satisfaction.
他也要进到你的心中，成为你的喜乐和满足。
And he wants to do the same for you.
朋友们。
Friends.
他何等渴望能把这个新生命给你。
How much he longs to impart to you his life.
他确实能解决我们生命中一切的问题。
Because truly he can solve all our problems.
朋友们，你在这里闭着眼睛。
Friends, as you're closing your eyes.
你仔细地思想一下。
And please consider.
若是你今天觉得有神的话进到你的里面。
If you hear the word of God today.
你愿意接受他。
And you're willing to receive him.
亲爱的朋友，我们请你做一个简单的表示，好吗？
Dear friend, we ask you to show of hands.
在你的位置上面。
And that in your seat.
你不需要做别的。
You do not need to do anything else.
你只要把你的手稍微举一下就可以。
Just kind of raise your hand.
好吧。今天晚上有没有哪一位心里面愿意的，你不需要看别人，你自己在做决定。
You do not look at anybody else, just decide for yourself.
请你把你的手举一下。
If you're willing, please raise your hand.
我中间有朋友们愿意吗？
Any one of you who's willing?
神的恩典在这里。
God's grace is here.
朋友们，不要抗拒他。
Dear friends, do not reject him.
敞开你的心来接受他。
Please open your heart and receive him.
好吧，有没有哪一位？
Anyone?
连一位都没有吗？
Not one?
如果你愿意的，请你把你的手举一下。
Please raise your hand.
好吧，希望你不要抗拒。主不需要你做什么。
The Lord does not need you to do anything.
他为你死，他为你流血。
He died for you. He
他是心甘情愿。
And he was willingly. He did it.
他不要你做什么。
He does not want you to do anything.
只要你接受就可以。
Just receive him.
有没有哪一位？哦，有一位。
好，
谢谢。看见。请放下。还有没有？
Anyone else?
还有没有哪一位？
Anyone else?
年轻的朋友们，这也是你的机会。
This is your opportunity.
虽然你在求学的阶段中，
that even though you're still studying,
你有这个机会来到主的跟前。
You have this opportunity to
come
because the Lord loves you.
我希望你能像我一样，在年轻的时候就接受他。
And I want you to receive him like me when I was young.
有没有哪一位朋友？
Any friend?
还有吗？
Anyone else?
还有没有哪一位？不用害羞啊，不用怕。
Please do not be embarrassed.
只要你把你的手稍微简单的举一下，让主看一下就可以。
Just raise your hands.
你对他说，主我愿意。
Just tell the Lord that I am willing.
朋友们，还有没有哪一位？
Anyone else?
还有一位吗？
One more.
神的恩典是白白的恩典。
God's grace is free.
今天我们知道我们的生命中有需要解决的问题。
We know that in our lives there are things that we need to solve.
愿意解决你的问题。
And the Lord is willing to solve your problems.
如果你心里面有一点点的感动，你愿意的，请你把手举一下，好吗？
Please raise your hand if you're touched.
最后一次，再问一下，还有吗？
One last time, anyone?
我想我不勉强诸位啊，
因为
这个得救的事情是你个人和主之间的关系。
Because this is issue between you and the Lord.
所以希望你回去之后在主面前能好好的思想一下。
And I hope you can ponder upon this when you go home.
在任何的地方。
At anywhere.
用任何的方式。
With any